You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 20 to 21. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep, and donkey, with the edge of the sword. Recently, I heard a preacher speaking about this passage. And he said that the children of Israel did not have to do anything. They just shouted and shouted to victory. And then he was drawing prophecy that you will not do anything. It will come easy. It will come, you know, those kind of lines. But I quickly came to check the scriptures, and I discovered that what he was saying was not true. My fear is many people that will read it or hear it, they may not even bother to check the scriptures. The wall of Jericho was clearly an obstacle that was beyond the children of Israel. And so God took that wall down. But as you will see in the conclusion of verse 21, it says that they utterly destroyed everything that was in the city with the edge of the sword. With the edge of the sword. They still fought. The wall came down, but they still fought. God did what they could not do, but God expected them to do what they could do. We are co-laborers with God. We are partners, so to say, with the Lord Almighty. Things that only God can do, God will do it. For example, our salvation. There was nothing we could do. We can't just save ourselves. It's like the wall of Jericho. So Jesus went to the cross, and Jesus nailed our sinful nature and purchased us a blessed salvation, which is our deliverance from sin. But having done that for us, we have our own role to play. God is not coming to pray for you. God is not the one that will read the Bible for you. You can do those ones. The part where you can't take care, God are taking care of it. We are co-laborers with him. God has chosen it that we should co-labor with him. So we have a sense in which we must take responsibility. You can't just sit down and just say, well, God should just do it. God should just do it. God is not going to come to preach Christ to people. Some people must open their mouth and preach Jesus to others. Some people must send them to do that. We are co-laborers. Always have this principle in mind, that we are co-laborers with Christ. When Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus said, take away the stone. They could do that. But when it came to bringing Lazarus back to life, that was Jesus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. But moving the stone, they could do that. Don't leave your responsibility to God. God has created us to be able to partner. In fact, to be able to walk with him. As soon as God created Adam, God could rest. God brought the animals to Adam to name them. Adam could not create the animals, but Adam could name all the animals, and Adam named them. Is it that God could not name the animals? No. God had been naming, say, and God called day, day, and called night, night. God had been naming. God enjoys it to walk together with us, and you must keep that in mind. Allow God to do what only Him can do. But you also, you must do what He has given you grace in Christ Jesus to do. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To find out more about the Living Throne Ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.